could the future of artificial intelligence be just a week away? Welcome to the OpenAI Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Monday, April 14th, 2025. Here's what you need to know about OpenAI's groundbreaking developments. Let's dive in. OpenAI is gearing up to launch a suite of new artificial intelligence models as soon as this week, according to a report from The Information. You might be wondering why this is a big deal. Well, these aren't just any AI models. They're being described as doctorate level, with the potential to revolutionize industries by offering unprecedented capabilities. Imagine paying $20,000 a month for access to an AI that can perform at such a high level. It's like hiring a team of expert consultants, but they're all rolled into one digital brain. This move could set a new standard for what's possible with AI, pushing the boundaries of how we integrate these technologies into our daily lives and businesses. OpenAI is on the brink of unveiling some pretty exciting new models, including the GPT-4, 0.1, 4.1 Nano, and 4.1 Mini. According to recent updates on OpenAI's website, these models are expected to launch as early as this week. This is big news for the AI community, as these models promise to bring new capabilities and improvements over the previous iterations. So, what exactly is the buzz about these models? Well, for starters, the naming might seem a bit puzzling. You've got the O4 Mini, which is all about reasoning, and then you've got the 4.1 series, which is built on the foundation of the multimodal GPT-4. While they sound similar, they're designed for different purposes, which makes this launch particularly intriguing. Now, if you're wondering about GPT-5, it seems OpenAI is not quite ready to release it just yet. Instead, they're focusing on refining and expanding the capabilities of these 4.1 models. And there's more. There's chatter about a new image generation model API called 4.0, though it's still up in the air as to whether it'll be available this week or the next. This rollout is not just about adding new models, it's about enhancing the user experience and expanding the potential applications of AI. Whether you're a developer looking to integrate AI into your projects or a business aiming to leverage AI for innovation, these new models could be game changers. So, as we await their release, it's a good time to think about how you might harness their potential in your own work. Here's a fascinating development. OpenAI has significantly reduced the time it takes to test its artificial intelligence models. What used to be a months-long process is now being squeezed into just a few days. This shift aims to accelerate the pace of innovation, but it's stirring up quite the debate among experts and insiders. Imagine being in a race where every second counts. That's the scenario for OpenAI as they strive to outpace competitors in the artificial intelligence space. But there's a catch. By cutting down on testing time, they might be overlooking crucial safety evaluations. It's like running a marathon with one shoe untied. You might make good time, but you risk tripping up. The Financial Times recently reported that OpenAI staff and third-party testers now have just days to evaluate new models, a process that previously took several months. This rapid turnaround is raising eyebrows because it's during these evaluations that potential model risks, like the ability to jailbreak a model to do something harmful, are typically discovered. To put it in perspective, OpenAI allowed 6 months for reviewing GPT-4 before its release, and it took a couple of months for testers to identify significant concerns. Now, with the pressure to maintain a competitive edge, especially against open-weight models from rivals like DeepSeek, OpenAI is rumored to be rushing the O3 model out the door in under a week. What's particularly striking is the lack of regulation in this space. While companies like OpenAI have entered voluntary agreements with the government to conduct safety tests, these agreements seem to have faded away. Without any formal regulations, there's a real risk of cutting corners just to stay ahead in the race. Even though OpenAI's head of safety systems, Johannes Heidecke, believes they've struck a good balance between speed and thoroughness, testers are sounding alarms. They're particularly concerned about the lack of time and resources to catch and mitigate risks effectively. It's a delicate dance between innovation and safety, and right now, the tempo is faster than ever. Hold on to your hats, because OpenAI has just revealed a breakthrough that might fundamentally change the way we think about artificial intelligence. This isn't just about optimizing performance or making models run faster. No, this time, OpenAI claims that their latest technology can actually come up with new ideas. Imagine that for a second, AI that doesn't just follow instructions or analyze data, but actually generates original concepts. It's like giving a computer a spark of creativity. Picture this: you're brainstorming in a conference room trying to solve a complex problem. You've hit a wall, and suddenly, someone suggests a completely unexpected solution that opens up a whole new avenue of possibilities. That's what OpenAI is aiming for with this technology. They want their AI to be that person in the room who offers fresh, creative insights that no one else considered. Why does this matter? Well, if AI can truly generate new ideas, it could revolutionize industries from product development to scientific research. Think about the potential for innovation when machines can contribute creatively alongside humans. This isn't just about efficiency anymore. It's about expanding the frontier of what's possible. As The Information reports, this development is part of OpenAI's broader strategy to push the boundaries of artificial intelligence beyond traditional capabilities. The ability to generate new ideas is something that's been elusive in the AI world. It's a challenge that many thought would take years to overcome, but OpenAI seems to be on the brink of making it a reality. To quote an expert from the article, this could be the most significant advancement in AI since the creation of neural networks. It's a bold claim, but if true, OpenAI's technology could change the landscape of AI research and application. We might be looking at a future where AI is not just a tool, but a partner in innovation. Here's a staggering statistic. OpenAI's new technology is said to enhance productivity by up to 25% in creative industries. That's not just a boost, it's a game changer for fields that rely on innovation and fresh thinking. Now, here's a twist in the tale of OpenAI's evolving landscape. Yahoo Finance reports that accessing future AI models through OpenAI's application programming interface might soon require a verified identity. Let's unpack what that could mean for developers and businesses. Imagine this: you're a developer eager to integrate the latest AI capabilities into your app. But before you can get your hands on these cutting-edge tools, you need to prove who you are. It's like needing a passport to enter a new world of technological possibilities. This move could redefine how we think about access to powerful AI technologies. So why the push for verified identities? Well, it's all about security and accountability. With AI's growing influence, ensuring that these technologies are used responsibly is more important than ever. By requiring a verified identity, OpenAI aims to prevent misuse and ensure that those tapping into its powerful models are doing so for legitimate purposes. This policy could also help in creating a more secure AI ecosystem. Think of it as a way to build trust and transparency between OpenAI and its users. It's a proactive step towards safeguarding the immense potential of AI while minimizing risks associated with its misuse. Of course, this raises questions about privacy and access. Will smaller developers without extensive resources be able to meet these new requirements? It's a balancing act between fostering innovation and maintaining control over who can wield such potent tools. As we watch this unfold, it's clear that OpenAI is navigating uncharted waters. The decision to require verified identities could set a precedent for the industry, influencing how other tech companies manage access to their own AI systems. It's a bold move that underscores the weight of responsibility that comes with pioneering such transformative technologies. That's it for today's OpenAI Daily Brief. As OpenAI explores new frontiers with identity verification, it's a reminder of the evolving landscape of AI access and security. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time.